Sandbach Hockey Club is celebrating its 10th anniversary this year, having started in 2013 with just one senior men's team. 10 years on, and the club now has multiple senior teams and a thriving junior section. They are this week's Cheshire Silk 106.9 Club of the Week. Andrew Wise is the club chair and explains how the club has grown during its 10-year history.
We were founded 10 years ago. This is our 10-year anniversary. We're a single men's team. So it was a group of 17 of us came from a collection of the clubs, but mainly from South Cheshire, that was based over in Congleton. And then 2 years later, on the back of the success of the national ladies team, really, we ran it back to hockey side. And a lot of the ladies that got involved then have come through, and now they're the foundation of the two ladies squads. And then again, a couple of seasons after that, a lot of the juniors started coming through. And I guess really, I mean, the juniors are now the lifeblood of the squad. We've got more than half the club are juniors. A lot of them are now playing in senior sides, and it's really thriving. We're really focusing on giving everyone a really low pressure environment that they can progress in at their own time. And you see the variety of abilities in each of the training sessions we've got here. That really accommodating that really broad spectrum of abilities, and giving everyone sort of an enjoyable and safe environment just to come and get involved.
Into the 10th year now, how do you reflect on those 10 years? Did you ever kind of imagine how quickly it would grow in those 10 years?
Absolutely not. So when we founded the club, it was a place for a group of friends to come down and play a bit of social hockey together. It was really members of the community getting in touch with us and going, "Oh, I see you playing hockey in Sandbach. Do you offer anything for ladies?" And, well, not currently, but come down to a training session, we can do. And, "Oh, we've got kids, can they come down?" Yeah, sure, let's figure out how to structure it. And so certainly in those first two or three seasons, it was just run for our own benefit, really. Is after that, with other people coming and getting involved, that we actually don't know, maybe we've got something here, maybe there's a better actual demand in Sandbach for something that can grow to what you've got here tonight. And obviously a key part of that is building those community links, working with the schools, working with the other local sports clubs, really building those community links to not just bring players in, but to this facility's been down for 2 years. The school put a funding bid together, England Hockey have put money in, we've put money in, schools put money in. It's building those links that allow us to keep these sort of things going. And I think certainly at the moment, hockey's suffering from a lot of pitches, as they were put in the early 2000s, and 20 years later they're all coming back up, and rather than going back in as a hockey pitch, it's getting pulled up for a football pitch. And without those community links, we wouldn't be able to keep these sort of things going. And I think it's vital for a lot of hockey clubs up and down the country at the moment that they actually look a bit outside of what they're currently doing and try and get as many people involved as possible. It's been a really, really fun 10 years, actually. I say tough in places, but actually really rewarding. And then hopefully we can cap it off this year, do a few special events, try and get those players that have retired or left and gone to do bigger and better things, get them back and come and do a few events with us during the year.
The ladies section at the club began with the Back to Hockey programme in June 2015. At the first training session, there were just 10 players, but that's now grown to the point that Sandbach now has two senior women's teams. The ladies' ones are currently top of their league, with 10 wins from 10 games. Abby Marmont is the team's captain, having started at the club at the very first Back to Hockey session.
I've played hockey since I was about 12 years old, I guess, as a junior. And then played at county level and at university. And then in my early 20s, I kind of stopped. And then had kids and kind of thought I'd never get back to hockey. I kept my stick, actually, not that it was any use, but I got the message about this back to hockey in Sandbach, and I thought, oh, do I, should I? Came down for the very first time. There were about 8 to 10 of us, and it was amazing. Absolutely loved it, and got straight back into it, and kind of went from there. So yeah, the first season we just played a few friendlies, which was quite scary. All the rules had changed since I used to play when I was younger. I just had to get used to all of that, obviously. But yeah, we just kind of went from strength to strength, entered the league the year after that, and doing very well. I think just the camaraderie, obviously the fitness, it's, for me, it's very addictive. It's great for your mental health, just something to focus on. The friendships that I've made have been absolutely amazing, and seeing new players come in and become part of the team, our team spirit, I think, is just absolutely amazing. And even, you know, players that come in at 13, and some of us are getting on towards, 50, 60, but there's no barriers there. So, it's just a great atmosphere. I love it.
And obviously, it's been a big few years, actually, for the sport of hockey, particularly here in Great Britain. Obviously, Rio was a huge, huge moment for the women's. I remember that thrilling game, the thrilling final when they won gold. Have you seen the game grow in terms of, from the numbers that you've seen? Obviously, it was just before, it was just after the team back to hockey started. Have you seen the numbers grow, and have you seen the impact of that gold medal?
Yeah, I think so. We started with a very small group of ladies, and we've grown now to be two teams. Obviously, the junior sections feed into that, but we do see a lot of people coming in that haven't played for a while, that, maybe were spurred on by the Olympics, by the teams that are still, doing really well now, and just think, yeah, maybe I'll give that a go. So yeah, definitely that was an influence.
And were you here when Kate Richardson-Walsh came down? Just to tell our listeners a little about what
yeah,
that was like.
I was. That was brilliant too. She did some training sessions. She spent a lot of time with the juniors, but then she also spent a lot of time with the seniors as well, because I think we were just as much in awe of her as the juniors. She brought her medal, she chatted, she gave us some brilliant advice. She was really great.
And just tell our listeners about the season so far for the women's ones in particular, because it's a perfect record. It's been a great start to the season. Just tell our listeners a little bit about that.
We're doing very well. Sandbach ladies ones at the moment, we're at the top of the table. We've won all of our games, let's hope that it continues, and then we get promoted into the next league. That's the vision for this season. Like I say, we have a great team spirit. We haven't lost any games, but win, lose or draw, we do it together. We do it as a team. We pull hard together. Everybody gives 100%. So yeah, we are doing very well this season.
At the start of the season, was that the target? Obviously, as a team, you want to try and win every game as possible. Was that the target, to try and get promoted?
Yeah, absolutely. So last season, we played really, really well as well, but we came third and the top two teams get promoted. So obviously, we just missed out last season. So yeah, that was this season. It's a real push to try and get ourselves promoted.
What do you put the success of this team down to?
Great coaching, the accessibility, I think, for everybody, the fluidity between the two teams that we have. Obviously, it's not just the ladies ones, we have the ladies twos as well, and we all train together, so there's no hierarchy in that. We all muddle through it together, we've got a big pool of players to select from. Two players are always, challenging themselves to get into the ones team, keeps the ones team on their toes. So possibly that we're just like one big group of players rather than two separate teams, so that helps. I always say before every game, we have a little team speech, but before every game I just basically say, go out and enjoy it, because that's what it's all about. If you're not enjoying it, then there's not really much point in playing. So yeah, the number one thing is enjoyment.
The men's ones captain is Ben Guildford, who also has the role of head of coaching at the club. With Sandbach seeing a growth in membership and positive performances on the pitch, he's been encouraged by what he's seen this season.
I think that the size of the club and the area that it's in means that we are competing with some huge clubs. Because we're 40 minutes from Manchester, there's massive clubs that we compete with, and we don't compete with their first teams, and we never will, but we promote an environment for our juniors, which is really positive. First session back tonight after Christmas and there's 40, 50 kids down is mad. And then in the senior sections, it's a really positive vibe around the club. The ladies all get on, the men all get on, and we get on, we fall out, as any sports team does, but we enjoy the crack of the game. And I think the club is the best environment for myself and a lot of the other players, because we just enjoy each other's company, and the game itself is a positive on top of that. That's the bonus, is the game of hockey. People come down because they want to be here, which means everyone's in the same environment. We're going, you know what, I absolutely love it. So we try and improve everyone individually, but when they improve individually, they improve as part of the team. And that's what we're looking for, is to provide an atmosphere that is nurturing for talent, as well as the social side is more important, I would say, is we gain more out of it from the tease after the game than we would from the game itself. And I think that's the sort of feel we give off in the junior section, is fun. We move the kids into the adult sections and it's the same sort of thing. There's a bit more pressure in the adult game, like you say, in terms of we want to win matches. But we're still there for fun. From the coaching role, our sessions are based around a mixture of individual skills and nurturing the talent that some of our really talented players have. And we don't want to remove the creativity, but in a style of play that we all want to go forward with.
Fantastic. And obviously from a senior teams, obviously the women are obviously flying high. The women's ones touch up the league, a perfect record. Obviously the men's ones, perhaps not the season that you perhaps would have wanted in terms of the results. But again, it's not always about the results. It's the development, the progression, which every club and every team has to go through.
Yeah, the ladies have got to this point by the hard work that they put in at training. The men's, we're in a really difficult league. We've got some really top teams in that division, which playing against them is a really good experience for us. England hockey restructure quite often, and this is the first time where we've probably got to the level where we're comfortable. We've lost a couple of games, but learnt more from the losses than we would from beating teams. We've probably enjoyed this season a lot more than last season, and we won more games last season up to this point. So, but like we said before, it's that the feel of the club promotes an environment where if you lose, it's disappointing, but it doesn't ruin your weekend, and that's what we want. Is we want people to enjoy it, we want to play well, and we want to win games, but that's second to everything else.
And how pleasing is it to see? I was really impressed with the amount of numbers that you had earlier. How pleasing is it to see that? Because they are the future of Sandbach, aren't they?
Yeah.
And I guess hockey is that kind of sport, isn't it? Where you can step up to the junior to senior quite young. I think as you turn a teenager, is it about 13?
Yeah, 13. So we've had quite a few. So because of my coaching, I suppose I like to promote the fact that if you 13 years old and good enough to play senior hockey, you play senior hockey, and it's an experience. It's tough. We play against guys who, especially in our men's second team for previous years, we used to play against lads who've played at the Olympics, who are 70 and 80 years old now but still got the talent. But it's an environment in which all other teams do the same thing, so you promote the youth coming through, and to see the amount of kids that we get down shows that the club's in a good position going forwards, because in 5 years' time, that's the makeup of the first team. It's the makeup of the second team. We could have a third team by then, and we struggle sometimes with adult availability, which has cost our men's first team in particular this year. But going forwards, when you've got talented juniors like we do, and a number of juniors like we do, it's less worrying because we're in a good position going forward.
What can parents who send their, or are interested in sending their children here to perhaps do the junior sessions, kind of expect? And I guess the other side is, from an adult perspective, what can they kind of an adult expect if they come down to play in the senior or train with the seniors? What can they expect?
Just welcoming. We want people down. We've had more new members this year than we have in any other year. We lost a few guys to university, a few ladies to university, which means we need to repopulate the teams with adults. But we're welcoming. We do a lot of mixed sessions. So we've got a mixed session on tonight, the first one back for Christmas. And the environment that we do at mixed training is fun, and it brings people together and the club together. Juniors wise, it's a fun session, and everyone goes away from it, I hope, enjoying it, but have learned something. And that's the same with the adult sessions. While our focus in adult sessions is on gameplay, a lot of gameplay, we do basic skills, so people who want to get back into the sport find it reasonably easy to get back into it. We've got a lot of guys who haven't played for 15 years and come back and love it and get back into it straight away, because I think it's a very similar sport to football in that it's a bit of a universal language, in that if you played it at primary school, you played it at secondary school, you pick up the stick and you're back in. And I think our club is a good place for that, because again, we're there for fun. That's what we're here for, so and enjoying the game.
Sandbach Hockey Club is very much a family club, and some families do have members in the men's, ladies and junior sections. The club's junior section continues to grow and is led by the club's junior coordinator, Julie Thornhill.
Since COVID, we've grown massively. We've got a Badgers team. We've got an under 14 boys team entered into the National Cup this time. We're moving on through that. And we've got a Beavers team, which is sort of under 11s or 12s, really. And then we've got an under 10s team as well. So we've got over 60 kids that come down now, so, which is massive from where it was after COVID and everything. So, yeah, it's really good, actually. And it's a really good feeling, I think, and the kids love it, I think. Well, I hope they do anyway, so there you go. Sport is massive for everything, I think. It's the endorphins. Joe Wicks always goes on about endorphins, doesn't he, and everything like that. Sport is massive for your health, fitness, well-being and all that. So I will always advocate that, and that's what I do love, is seeing the kids. I'm not bothered about how well they do, where they go on to, as long as they enjoy it and as long as we get more people down enjoying it, basically.
And that's the thing. What is it, as a junior coordinator, what is it that you, the environment that you want this club to create or has from that junior section?
So what I want to encourage, and what I hope I do encourage, actually, is that people come along, they have a good time, they make mates, they have a laugh with their friends, and they enjoy it, basically. Keeping fit and getting off the computers and Xboxes and all that jazz and getting outside in this horrendous weather like this and still enjoying it. That's what I want to see. That's what I enjoy about it, and that is what's most important. It's not winning or being the best at it or anything like that. There are good players and they will go on, and I'm absolutely encouraging that, but it's for everybody to take part if they can do.
So if parents listening to this are thinking, oh, I would like to send my child there, or my child's showing interest, what can they expect here down at Sandbach?
So what can they expect? They can expect that their child, hopefully, will learn how to play hockey to quite a good standard, hopefully, that they will enjoy themselves and that they will make loads of friends, and then they'll get the opportunity to play competitively if they want to. What I won't do, and what I refuse to do, is put players ahead of them if they're not ready for it, and safety is massively paramount for me. But we work with the parents. We try and talk to the parents all the way through the process. In fact, if any parent shows an interest in any way, shape or form, they get dragged in. So we've got Mike, who's now doing fitness for us. We've got Abby and Mark, who are both coaching for us now. They both sort of said they were quite interested to help out. So if anybody shows an interest, they get dragged in to help out. And that's what, if from my point of view, it's a family club. If we can make it more family orientated, I think it's good for everybody. If everyone feels welcome and included, that's the key to it all, I think.
It must be great as well to see that pathway that the club has. They can go from a junior level all the way up to the senior level.
Well, it is, and that's what we've just got. COVID hit us massively, and we did have sort of a gap of players, and we're just starting to introduce now, like these kids out here now, into the seniors. So we are just moving them up into that, and that's what we're trying to encourage, is that ideally we'd have a team that, or a gang of them, move up together, and then they're playing with their mates still on a Saturday afternoon, aren't they, as well. So that's what the plan is, really. I should actually mention as well that we have had quite a number of the juniors qualify for county this time, so county level. So we're not doing too badly on that front either, really. So, which was really good. I'm trying to think how many we've got, but we have had quite a few just qualify recently. So we are hopefully doing something quite right.
What's the key timings that people need to know about for the Thursday evening junior session?
So Thursdays is it's 6 till 7 for all of the juniors, and then those that are playing on a Saturday we keep from 7 till 7:30. You can get 3 trial sessions. I don't know if that's been discussed. 3 trial sessions for free. You just come and try us out, and if you don't like it, I've not got a problem with that. My point would be is that we try and welcome everybody that we can, and that's it. So bring them down and see what they think.
The club train at Sandbach School on Crewe Road in Sandbach and have close links to the community, including recently supporting the Sandbach Ladies Circle during their Santa Sleigh tour. Community is a big part of the club, both on and off the pitch, as Vice Chair Della Lavem explains.
I got the email back to hockey in about 2015. Was one of the first 10 ladies that came down to that first session. It was great. We were all of different ages, hadn't played for 25, 30 years, you know, so it was a real sort of back to hockey session. And I think about 3 or 4 weeks into those sessions, we just thought it was a bit of fun. The coach turned around and said, "Oh, I've got your game next week." So it was like, "Oh," and we've not stopped since. So I think the first league that we went into, we've slowly progressed and got higher each year, and obviously the ladies ones this year are doing exceptionally well. So we've got 2 ladies teams at the minute. So, and as Andy says, the kids are coming through and bolstering up those older legs now. So it's all working out well.
This must be the nights that you think, wow, this is why the club was created. It must be great to see the future of Sandbach, I guess, here playing. And hopefully, I guess the ambition for most clubs is for that pathway to start at the junior level and then to go into the senior team.
Yeah, it is. It's great to see. A lot of these kids probably haven't played team sport before, so you've got the kids that are new to the sport, and you've got the kids that you can tell have got real talent. But each one brings their own thing to the club, and no player is better than the other player. And you know, it's just really good to see that we've got kids that are getting into the Cheshire teams, and like Andy says, coming up and playing senior hockey as well, and taking it in the stride, and yeah, just blossoming. We're a really, you know, community focused club, and the family atmosphere that we're getting now through the juniors, because all the parents come and watch. You know, we take loads of parents to games, and they know that Sandbach are there because they always shout, "Come on, you Orange!" If there's anybody listening now who feels, you know, that they want to get out there and do a sport but feel they're too old, or they haven't played or done anything for a long time, all I can say is, you know, get off that sofa and come along and join us, because we don't judge. We have a good time. There's the social aspect, and you learn how to play a great game, and yeah, gets you fit. Mental health, that's all key at the moment. So yeah, can't speak highly enough of coming along and taking part. We've just recently done our, I think it must be 4th or 5th Santa Sleigh, with the it was with the men, but now it's with the ladies of Sandbach, and it helps us to get a bit of funding, and it also gives the kids who come out with us, they can see, you know, that it's all about giving back to the community. And it's, as Andy said, it is all volunteers, and you know, we've got people that are umpires and haven't done it for years, and they come back, they give the time freely as well. So you know, we're indebted to a lot of people who keep the club running. We'd love to see you. Don't be shy. Come along, we're a friendly bunch, and you'll be very welcome.
If anyone is interested in finding out more about Sandbach Hockey Club, then you can get in touch via the club email, secretary@sandbachhockeyclub.co.uk, or by visiting the club's Facebook page. Your station.